We get together and discover what's happening with Discover Austin. Nancy Schnabel is here. It's been a hectic week and a crazy busy weekend. There's a lot that we can talk about. And you brought a special guest.
I did. There's always something going on in Austin. I will talk really fast just to highlight a few things because our guest is pretty special and I can't wait to talk about that as well. So visitors coming in. We've got the Minnesota Junior Spring Classic. It's happening out at the Maurer County Fairgrounds. So bunch of those beef cattle that they get all prettied up with their blow dryers and hairsprays and all that sort of thing. So stop on out there. You can check that out. Your good man, Charlie Brown, happening at Riverland Community.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Great reviews on that performance. So if you haven't stopped out there, be sure to do that. Beer, bacon, and beignet. You can still get tickets at the door for that on Saturday at 1 o'clock is when that one opens. So the breweries keep coming in. We got a couple more that wanted to join us and let us know the last couple days. So
You were telling me yesterday that you got a call from somebody that said they had like a whole slew that want to be part of it for next year.
There's a distributor. They've got 11 breweries lined up for us for next year already. They couldn't quite squeeze them in for this year, but we're rolling for next year already. So great news with that.
Man, we should have grabbed Representative Mueller and said we need a bigger convention center.
yes, absolutely. I think Gene comes in next, so I'll catch him at the door. We've got the Maurer County Music event that's happening, $25 for 5 bands. So the list keeps going on. The calendar is full, so you can find it all on our website, austinmn.com.
All right. Today we got a little bit of rain. I was going to say beautiful day for baseball, but it's a beautiful day to talk baseball.
Absolutely. I am super excited to welcome the Austin Blue Jays to the studio, a new baseball team that is in our community. So good morning.
Good morning. Good morning.
Have you introduced yourself to everybody?
Hi, my name is Miguel Castro. I'm with the Austin Blue Jays. I've been around Austin since 2013. My family has been around baseball since all my life. Originally from Puerto Rico, was raised in Florida, and now I've been in Austin since then. And my dad's retired, and he has some time on his hands, so he wants to bring a team to the town and give back to the community.
There we go.
I love it.
In the plethora of town ball, high school ball, we have college ball. Where do the Blue Jays fit into the baseball landscape?
Yes. So it's an amateur league. So we play. It's an adult baseball league that has three different classes. So right now we're classified as independent league. So what that means is we could play either A or B or C against any of those teams.
Okay.
So we're typically going to play in the C league, which is be the league against like the Greyhounds.
The same league.
Correct.
Okay. Wonderful. And so your home field is at Riverland Community College?
Correct,
then?
Yes. Okay. Riverland Community College.
And you said adult baseball, so that means they must be 18 plus to play?
I mean, we could take some younger kids, but I mean, ideally would be 18 and up, yes.
Okay. Sounds good.
Yes.
But if they've got the skills, man,
feel free to reach out. I mean, we're always open to look at, you know, new players. We're not strictly on it has to be an absolute
18.
All-star. Or 18-year-old,
So do you have tryouts then, or is it just get a hold of you and...
Just get a hold of me, yes.
Okay.
I was just going to say, how can people get a hold of
you? So they could get a hold of me either on our Instagram page, Austin Blue Jays BSB, or on our Facebook page as well, Austin Blue Jays.
And your schedule is done? You're still working on that?
Our schedule is done. Our first game is set to be May 10th at 7:30 p.m. at Riverland Community College.
Nice.
Perfect. And that schedule is on your Facebook,
correct,
your Instagram?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Definitely have to look at that.
Yeah.
So, and where do all, so your team's set for this year then. So where do they all come from? Are they all from Austin?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, they're all from Austin. Most of them played baseball at Riverland Community College.
Okay.
And they're here and they wanted to play too, so.
Sure.
Yeah, it's interesting. We have that many players around that, you know, they're guys that are, you know, really good ball players.
Yeah.
Just can't find a place to be. So it's a great opportunity.
Yep. It's exciting.
So I don't know if you know your schedule by heart, but do you actually play Blue Jays versus Greyhounds? Is there like two home teams playing against each other?
We do not. No. Not this year. Not this year.
There we go.
Yeah. We might face them in playoffs, though.
Okay.
We're in the same regions for playoffs.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, or maybe do like soccer to play a friendly where, you know, a little scrimmage.
Yeah, maybe a scrimmage. Yeah. We could probably set something up as a scrimmage,
Sounds like a great fundraiser for the youth.
I just thought, like, your idea if it was like
baseball.
A day-night doubleheader or, you know, play Markussen and then move over there.
That'd be fun.
Work on that for next year.
I was going to say, we need to be like the baseball capital of Minnesota or something like that. We've got a lot of baseball fans, a lot of great teams here in our community.
Yeah, we do.
Yeah. So in the independent league kind of situation you're in, what are some of the other teams that you're competing against? Is there like a league that you're trying to be the champions of?
Yeah, so it's the Minnesota Baseball Association League that's based out of Minneapolis. So it's a huge league. They play against teams. There's teams everywhere in the cities, Shakopee. There's a different whole bunch of regions, but I don't know the details of that. Right, but basically, we're playing independently, and then once we get to playoff, we're in Region 5, Section 5 region. For playoffs, yeah.
Okay, so then it'll be the Region 5 teams you work way through that. And then
ideally, the goal is to get to the state tournament, which that's usually hosted in Minneapolis as well.
Yeah. Oh, fantastic. Will
you be playing, like, say, like Dodge County or Winona or some of the opponents that the Greyhounds have played or others?
Correct, yes. Our first game will be against, like, the Rochester Roadrunners. We do play Winamingo. We do play the Rochester Royals.
Okay.
The
Diamondbacks. Good Class B team.
Royals, they're competitive. It'll be a challenging one.
Well, it's going to be exciting and nice to have more baseball around town.
Definitely.
Yes.
Absolutely. So games are at Riverland. Admission, concessions, how's
that? Oh, it's free. Just come out and support. Yeah, it's free. Just come out and support and just have fun.
Very cool.
There you go.
Yeah. I love it. Enjoy a good night of baseball for
free. Great to have two teams in Austin again. Not every city has two town to, you know, lucky to have one town team, let alone two.
Well, that's if you guys exchange contact information, being the sports guy, you can keep up on it and keep us posted how the team's doing.
Mm-hmm. We will certainly do that.
Sounds fantastic. So other fun things that are going on, like I said, our calendar is completely full, but mark your calendar for the citywide garage sales happening on Friday and Saturday, the 3rd and 4th of May. I know a lot of people have been questioning about that. I've seen it on social media. When is that? So just want to give a shout out. Austin citywide garage sales are Friday, Saturday, May 3rd and 4th.
There we go.
All right. And I was going to ask you about beer, bacon, and beignets. You said ticket sales have been really good. A fundraiser for Lifemore County, and that's probably the most important part of that.
Absolutely.
But so far, sales have been good.
Pre-sales have been fantastic, and you can get tickets at the door. And we're going to move the food vendors a little closer, because if it rains on Saturday, you can easily access them as well.
Okay, quick, where can people get more information about what's happening in Austin?
You can go to our website, austinmn.com, or stop down to our office. We've got some friendly staff that'll be more than happy to help you.
All right, fantastic. Thank you, Nancy. We'll talk to you next week.